Are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Call now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blue.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. So, Steve, you know what a big fan I am of what you guys do every day at St. Louis Home Retention Group, because you're the best in such a difficult time for people. If we talk about housing counselors, people that are counseling you at this high-stress time in your life, what makes a legitimate counselor? And don't shy away from this, because I know how modest you guys are.
Well, you know what? There are people out there who do a lot of good things, Steve, first of all. I put us at the top of that ladder. Okay, there are not-for-profit agencies out there that people can contact, and those are they do a decent job. They don't do the job we do. They're not as effective as we are, frankly. The other party out there that I really have little respect for, if any at all, are the attorney-based law firms. Virtually every attorney in St. Louis is sending their people to us to do loan modifications because they don't get it either. We're far more effective than any attorney law office that I'm aware of.
And that's the most I can get them to brag. And brag they should at the St. Louis Home Retention Group. Number to call is 636-527. 751-21, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
For your real estate needs, you need the K Bova Selling Team, now powered by REMAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K Bova Selling Team at sellingstlouis.com.
801 Chop House Avenue.
What do all these restaurants have in common?
Bocce Bar, Cantina Laredo, Cardwell's, CJ Muggs, Coastal Bistro.
They're all participating in Clayton Restaurant Week, where $25 will get you a three-course meal all this week through Sunday the 25th.
Oceano.
Clayton Restaurant Week is sponsored by Stella Artois, Who Garden, and Stella Artois Cidre. For details, go to ClaytonRestaurantWeek.com.
Bistro and Bar, The Crossing.
Bon appetit. Auto Trader Alerts will let you know when the price drops on a car that you've been searching for. Sign up for text alerts at autotrader.com.
Houses on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
reliable radio communication.
Yep, that's the only way we'll have it.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 22nd edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. All you folks who are in your cars right now, headed home, just at least consider changing where you do your bank. Maybe you went through the drive-thru at your bank after work today if it was still open, and you just don't know really why you're banking there. Change it. Join us. Do your banking at First Community Credit Union. We'll tell you a little more about that after we do this.
Hey!
At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Father of Archie Michael, who is 5 weeks old yesterday, is that right?
That's correct.
I'm keeping up with him.
Wow.
I'm keeping up. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are worried about the future of your investments, then right now is a great time to call Mark and Jason. Mark and Jason.
Boy, you know what?
Oh, boy.
It was going so well.
For a fresh perspective.
They're not listening.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello
see,
to the chicks.
The problem with perfection.
Yes.
When you, and which is normally you,
right,
is that when you then do slip,
oh,
it just stands out.
Spotlight, yes.
Little Archie has some cute little chubby cheeks, and I saw him on Facebook doing it.
That's a great story.
Yeah,
that's a great story. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. And happy birthday to my oldest son, Corey, who is 30 today.
You have a 30-year-old.
You're an old man. You're officially an old man if you have a 30-year-old kid.
Happy birthday.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy had some advice for Charlie, who called earlier. Charlie's 23, going to UMSL. There's a girl in a math class that he really wants to approach, but she's so pretty that he's intimidated and he's afraid. And Red Boy says he should walk up to her. He should walk up to this girl and have a pack of crackers and then cut some what?
Cheese.
Cut some cheese.
Cut some cheese.
Right in front of her.
The women just melt.
They love that. They love that.
How are you doing? Go out.
No, we're talking about actual cheese.
Oh,
cheese.
Actual. Oh,
what are you,
okay.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Disgusting.
You think women like gas passing?
That's stupid.
Thing?
You're stupid. Give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Sit down, please. First Community Credit Union. I will probably be there tomorrow because I haven't been since Tuesday. I usually go in there a couple times a week. I like it in there. I have a gambling problem, so I go in there and I cash checks that my wife doesn't know about, so I can have some gambling. Oops, I hope she's not listening. Well, she doesn't listen to me. She can't stand me. And on the radio, she listens to some other stuff. But I do go in there a couple times a week, and it is where I have a savings account, checking account, and there's a car loan there. Done some business banking there. Whatever you need from a bank, First Community Credit Union will have it for you. You can do all your banking. The word bank doesn't have to be in the name of a banking institution or facility for it to be a great place to bank. And they're proof of that. And if you know anything about credit unions, you know that they were established originally so that only select people could do their banking there. And if you weren't in that special group, in this case, an employee of Monsanto, sorry, you can't bank here. Well, now you can. And everybody can. Everybody who wants to can. And that same sort of feeling of special attention and service and great rates, that's still part of it. It's just that now anybody who's smart enough can take advantage of that. So join us. And don't forget, day after tomorrow, Saturday, 7 to 9 o'clock, probably the most successful weekend show on the radio, the great First Community Credit Union Big 550 Yard Sale, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. It is a blast to listen to. If you haven't heard it, set yourself some kind of little reminder for Saturday morning. And it's sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. If you want to know more, go to firstcommunity.com. We're going to call the lunch lady?
Yeah, I just misdialed.
Call the lunch lady. Dan misdialed. Now we have what we call an awkward moment. Normally, I just push a button, and there she is. Now
no! Stupid fingers.
No. Okay, here we go. Lunch lady. Hope she's not sick. Hope that replacement person is not on here.
No, it's not. It's
that
the lunch
terrible.
Lady. Why, y'all?
Why, y'all?
Hello there.
Hello.
Today we are going to have country fried steak.
I love that.
With good old mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, I love that too.
Bread and butter and more dessert.
Dessert.
Vanilla pudding without
vanilla.
With Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
And that steak is so tender.
I bet it is.
You can take your teeth out.
Take your teeth out.
Put them back in so you can suck on that pudding.
Wow.
Okay, the other day my sister and I was walking around the cemetery. I hate to say this.
Were you naked? Were you walking
but
naked?
Anyway, we were walking around reading tombstones.
That's
and
fun.
I told my sister, I want this on my tombstone. Told you I was sick.
That's old. That's an old joke, Punch Lady.
Three words I want on my tombstone.
That's an old joke. It's not your material.
And if she don't, I'm going to come back and hold her.
Three words.
I'm going to hang up here and take my dog out for a walk because she's got to go tinkle. Hmm. Okay. Love ya. You know Sharon, the lunch lady.
Whoa.
Her name's Sharon. Whoa. She never reveals her name.
Oh, my. Smooches.
And she said Sharon. Three words. Those are the three words I want.
It was told like, y'all I was sick. That's the three words I want on there.
Well, three, five.
Yeah, that's close.
That's the lunch lady. I told you the owners of Pistols Plus are at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. They should be back, I imagine, by Sunday. So if you're headed down to the lake in the next couple of weeks, in about 2 weeks, they usually get whatever they order from the SHOT Show. So all the latest, I have them picking up something from me, shipping back to the store. I'll talk more about it later, but it is a Colt 45. And anxious to get a hold of that. So they'll have all the late, great stuff. And I know a lot of you go to the lake to check on your place or just because it's really nice and quiet. And there's, you know, there's a new movie theater. It used to be 15 years ago, you go to Lake of the Ozarks in the winter. Nothing. Dead. A couple of places to eat, and that was it. Not anymore. So Pistols Plus, across from Staples. Don't forget about that if you go to the lake. The current bid for the harmonica lesson from Dan Strauss is $400. We're going to let you think about that over the weekend, and we're going to close that out the first part of next week. That is a harmonica lesson with a written guarantee that in one lesson you will play as well as Dan Strauss, and you'll get a harmonica signed by the harmonica master, Dan Strauss. What else is going on? My son and my daughter-in-law last night went to see American Sniper, and they said, wow. I mean, they just said the theater was absolutely silent through this movie and at the end. You know, you've been to those movies where people just get up kind of stunned?
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those. So I can't wait. I'll try to see that this weekend maybe. There's a movie, I don't think it's showing a lot of places or did show, or is it, maybe it's still not even out there, but if it is, and I told you about it when I saw it, Whiplash. It's very different, and it's about a kid who is a drummer. And that's all I'll tell you. It is really tough to take because this teacher is insane and he's tough and he's mean and he's the guy, I can't think of his name, he's the guy on the farmers commercials. We are farmers, the ball-headed guy who does all the farmers commercials. But boy, is he nasty and mean in this movie, Whiplash, because you never know by the title what it's about. It's a drummer. Now, I'm going to read you a quote from a guy who is an actor. Here's what he says. He says, I'm afraid that I might, he's afraid he'll get murdered like John Lennon by a mad fan at the premiere of his new movie. He says, a lot of people are angry that I'm playing this character. I am a father now and a husband, and I don't want to die yet. Now, let me tell you, when you hear who he is, when I hear that, I think, well, that must be like Leonardo DiCaprio. Somebody with Jamie Dornan.
Who?
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Here again he says, I'm afraid I'll get murdered like John Lennon by a mad fan. Well, first of all, Jamie, I got news for you. You don't have any fans. Nobody's ever heard of you. Nobody knows who you are. He's 50 Shades of Grey. He's the guy.
Oh, coming up.
Who stars as that.
It hasn't come out yet, I don't think.
No, but what he's saying is that he's afraid at the premiere somebody will murder him. What are you, nuts?
What the heck?
Yeah, it's not exactly like you're portraying a Nazi as it. It's a sex. I don't know. I don't get that. I think this guy maybe thinks a little bit too much of himself, like, yes, he's a bigger star than he really is. Now, I don't know why this is a news story. I saved this from a week or two ago just because I wanted to read it to you, and you tell me if you think this is even deserving of print in the paper or time on the air. But here's the story. The San Francisco home where the Robin Williams movie Mrs. Doubtfire was filmed suffered slight damage after two small fires were set outside. The blazes were ignited about 8 p.m. Monday at the residence where the movie was made. Is that a news story? The house where Mrs. Doubtfire, there was a small fire, but it didn't do any real damage. Even if it burned to the ground, is that even a story?
No.
The house, you know, there are people who will actually go if there was a tour and said, well, and we'll take you by the house where a couple of scenes were filmed with Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh, I can't. People will do that. No, there are people that do it. What was that last thing we had in the news? The childhood home. Oh, the childhood home of Johnny Cash. I don't care about the house when Johnny Cash lived in when he was 8 years old. I'd like to see the house he lived in maybe in his, you know, last years, or here's where he wrote Boy Named Sue or whatever. But I don't care about when he was 6 or 8 years
old. Well, yeah, people put, it was memorial, too, after Robin Williams committed suicide.
Where?
The Mrs. Doubtfire house.
But the house? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I started this the other day, and it was, I ran out of time. In fact, it was yesterday. Because if you remember, we were off early. Wasn't that yesterday?
Yes.
And Peon told me when I had to get out. And I started a story, and Peon made a gesture pointing to the clock, and I had to cut it off. And all I got to say was, remember Lorena Bobbitt? And then I stopped the story. Well, yeah. Here's the story. Lorena Bobbitt was the woman who, John Bobbitt, her husband, she cut his penis off. I think while he was asleep.
Yes.
Check this out. This woman in China chopped off her husband's penis while he slept. They were able, you know, this is one nasty, mean woman. They were able to retrieve it and sew it back on while he was in the hospital recovering after the reattachment. She snuck in the hospital room and cut it off again.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Man. Yes. And threw it out the hospital window. Whoa.
Man, that's one angry woman.
Here's what happened, and here's a lesson. The guy is 32. He forgot to log out of his email account, and there was a message on there from a girlfriend. His wife is 21, and she went nuts. She saw this email from this girl. She gets a pair of scissors, goes in their bedroom, and with scissors, cuts his wiener off while he's asleep. They take him to the hospital. They sew it back on. She sneaks in, cuts it off again, throws it out the window. They tried to go out and find it, and this is what the story says. They believe the penis was taken away or eaten by a stray dog.
Oh.
Now, what if your dog, you know how dogs come up to you if you own them and they bring something up and lay it down at the door?
Yep.
What if your dog came up to the door and laid it like a penis down at the door? Look what I got.
What do you have there, buddy?
Hey.
Whoa!
Whoa, ho! Whoa, get that out of here. And she said, when they arrested her, she said, he isn't needed. He already has five children. So apparently he had five children by another woman. Whew. Hey, log out of your email, gentlemen. Do not leave the emails on there, and don't leave those texts on there either. My daughter, you ever see anybody that saves every text? They can scroll and scroll. And
I got do.
Every, you do?
Yeah.
Why?
He saves every email,
why?
Don't you?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not? I don't know.
Oh,
so
man.
I can go back and reference something that was texted.
You remember the TV series Doogie Howser? Did you know what that was? That was that Neil Patrick Harris.
Right.
He played a 15-year-old doctor, like a genius. Here's a kid in West Palm Beach, Florida. They don't say in this article how old he was, but he was a teenager, and he looked older than he was. We've talked about this. We've all gone to school with that kid in high school who shaves like your dad. He got hair under his arm. You know, he's overly mature. This kid, a teenager, pretended to be an OBGYN at St. Mary's Medical Center in West Palm Beach, Florida. They said he had a white coat with the St. Mary's logo on it. And they caught him. He had a stethoscope around his neck, and he was wearing a surgical mask. And I guess something just wasn't right. He presented himself and offered to look at, I guess, a patient who was waiting in the OBGYN whatever waiting room, introduced himself as Dr. Robinson, and he was in the examination room with a patient. And he got busted before he could really do anything. But if you're 17, let's say, That's what you're going to pick, OBGYN.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You're not going to pick proctology.
No.
You're 17. And they got him, and he's not practicing anymore, obviously. Now, this story is about a week or two old, but I had to hang on to it because try to imagine if this happened to you. These are people who were shopping in China. And at first they thought that a tanker had blown up containing, they didn't know what it was. They couldn't tell. It was a septic tanker, and it exploded somehow. And all these people were showered with raw doo-doo.
Oh. Soup.
Their faces, it said, were covered in doo-doo. I don't even want my own splattering on me.
No.
Much less, they said it would take a week. There was so much of it, coating everything. This one witness said, I saw people gathered in the street. I thought there was a car accident. And then the smell hit me. It was disgusting. This tanker, for whatever reason, exploded, and it blew it all over the street. People were shopping, walking by. One of the shops, just about every item on display was completely covered in brown doo-doo. So I don't know why that happened, but I guess, like anything, under the right conditions, it can form gas and,
well, sure.
And blow up. Now, I also have in my hand an ad. This is out of USA Today, and it's a Dillard's ad. And, folks, this really disturbs me because for years we've told you, you don't need to do this, ladies. We have a service. We've had a service. Another one of these bra-fitting things. I think it's a scam, and I think they want to fit you for the perfect bra so that, what? Yes, they can sell you a bra. We have a bra-fitting service. Peon and I have a bra-fitting service, and we don't sell anything. There will be no pressure to buy a bra, and it's free. Now, we have to limit our service because there's so many hours in the day. So we've decided to limit it to large-breasted women in their early 30s to 40.
Right.
We'd like to take more people, but, again,
so many hours in
the day. So if you want an opinion as to whether or not that bra you're wearing is too tight, too loose, ill-fitting, we're in Westport Plaza. And it's a free service. Before or after the show, we're here for you. Don't buy into this. It says in 15 minutes, we'll give you the fit of your life. Our service takes 5 minutes.
Yes.
And it's free, and we're not selling bras. So you make up your own mind. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, I like to try to wait a year after I tell a joke before I tell it again. But on this trip we just took, one of the listeners practically begged me to tell this joke again. And I said I would. I said, I'll tell it this week. I said, the week we get back, I'll tell it. So forgive me if it's only been a few months, but I said I'd do it, and I'm going to do it. It's the story of a guy who is in a cocktail lounge. And he's sitting there having a drink, and other people have a drink, and he notices there's a piano there, and nobody's playing the piano. So he goes over and sits down and proceeds to play the most beautiful music. And the cocktail lounge manager comes over and says, wow, what a beautiful song. And now people are starting to gather around to listen to him. What a beautiful song. I don't believe I've ever heard that song before. And the guy says, well, I wrote it. No, you haven't heard of it because I wrote it. I try to get my stuff published, but nobody will publish it. They don't like the names of my songs. And the manager says, well, it's a beautiful song. Why? What could they not? What's the name of that song? He said, the name of the song is Flicking My Boogers at Girls Walking By. And the manager said, what? He said, Flicking My Boogers at Girls Walking By. And the manager says, well, no wonder they don't want to publish. That's horrible. But the song is beautiful. Play some more. Well, now somebody's put a tip jar on the piano, and people are bringing him free beers. So he's drinking beer after beer after beer. More crowds gather. He plays songs they've never heard. And the manager says, that last song you played, now that was a great song. Did you write that? He said, you bet I did. He said, what a song. Why isn't that published? He said, the title. They don't like my titles. He said, what's the name of that one? He said, the name of that one is You Took All My Stuff While I Was Taking a Dump. And I just said, well, that's not going to be a song. Anybody. Play some more. So they keep bringing him beers, and he keeps drinking them. And the tip jar gets full, more fuller, and it gets full, and more bills, and more beers. And he plays, and one song that he plays just blows everybody away. The manager says, now that song right there, surely you could get that published. He said, no, I tried. They don't like the name. So what's the name of that song? The guy says, well, the name of the song is I Popped In On You While You Were Popping Your Zits, and Zit Juice Got All Over Me. And the guy realizes he had so many free beers from the patrons, he has to take a break. He said, folks, I'll be right back. I got to run to the restroom, get rid of some of this beer, and I'll be right back to play some more for you. So he runs in, and he's so excited that they love these songs that he's written. He can't wait to get back to the piano. And in his hurried state, he forgets to zip up. And he walks over to the piano, and the manager stops him and says, hey, you know your wiener's hanging out and everybody can see it. He says, no, it hell, I wrote it.
All right, let's check on traffic. Here's Timothy Weiland.
It has been a rough ride for folks out in the Wentzville area on westbound 70. We had multiple accidents between Wentzville Parkway and WT. They cleared all of them except for the ones at WT, and that's blocking lanes in both directions. You've got long backups there. Westbound 70 is slowing, though, a little west of Lake St. Louis Boulevard through Wentzville Parkway. Now on eastbound 270, getting more back to normal slowdowns from McDonald through New Florissant. On westbound 70, things are running slow from 170 through Lindbergh, and then pretty good until you get out to Wentzville. And then on southbound 170, we have stop-and-go traffic south of Page down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, a little heavy between Kings Highway and McCausland, but you're really stacked up now between 270 and Timberlake Manor. Eastbound 40, a little heavy 141 through Mason. And on northbound 170, we're stop and go from approaching Natural Bridge to about Airport Road, and then it opens up through Highway 270. This traffic report brought to you by Robitussin, the number one pharmacist recommended brand for cough, cold, and flu combinations. Control your cough with Robitussin. Don't suffer the cough consequences and use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the station St. Louis turns to first for breaking news.
I like knowing things. I like the news. I like being informed.
The Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
If you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea and you do all your sleeping at home, this message is not for you. However, if you like to travel for business or pleasure, you're going to want to hear about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere. And free information is available now by calling minicpap.com at 1-800-600-7175. Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. This is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever. So if you travel, get the freedom to sleep anywhere you go. Call now for life-changing free information from minicpap.com. 1-800-600-7175. That's 1-800-600-7175.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
The most painful part about going to the dentist for me? Getting the bill.
No, it's paying the bill.
Yeah, you're right. It is paying the bill.
If you don't have dental insurance, paying dentist bills can be really painful. Just a simple cleaning can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-6977. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So take some of the pain out of paying the bill. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977.
At JJS Flooring and Decorating, it's a new year. New look, new feel, new products, new prices, and new floors. JJS Flooring operates a bit differently than the big box stores. They offer next day installation on select products that are in stock. JJS Flooring has an established personal and professional bond with their representatives of larger manufacturers such as Shaw, Armstrong, and American Oleum. Now at JJS Flooring, you can get carpet installed with pad starting at $1.40 a square foot. They have in-stock hardwood starting at just $2 a square foot, as well as ceramic and VCT for 49 cents a square foot. JJS Flooring takes great pride in providing you exceptional customer service. They are located at 2301 Gravois Avenue in South City, just west of downtown St. Louis. Call them at 314-772-3996 or visit them online at jjsflooring.com. Shop the city and save at JJS Flooring and Decorating. Their service will floor you.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, well, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do.
Nice.
Let's bring it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I got some positive news for you. You've heard me talk about the bagel loan from Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Well, from the time that we first started discussing it, Stewart has saved our listeners tens of thousands of dollars on their home loans. It's so easy. If you owe $175,000 or more on your home loan, this can save you substantial money and with no closing costs at all. Why give that money to a finance company? Call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. But listen, it's a government-based program, and it could be pulled at any time. Call now. Don't be confused, though. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Call him now, 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440. 314-324-4440. Or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675699.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. This Week in Real Estate, we're on Sundays from 1 until 2 till late in January, and then we'll go back to our regular schedule. Sundays, 1 to 2, This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall. I want you to join me. And in the meantime, if you've got a real estate concern or question, you just email me at info@terryhall.net. That's info@terryhall.net. See you next Sunday from 1 to 2.
Go to SoCal. That's what they call it in Southern California. Coachella Valley. And residing there is the one and only Mike Evans. And his report is brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant, a really nice restaurant. A restaurant so popular, you're going to need reservations. closed on Mondays, with a couple of rare exceptions during the year. And anytime you're in the mood for something different and maybe better than you normally pick up at a grocery store, pop into that smokehouse. You'd be glad you did. They're both in Chesterfield Valley on the eastern end of everything. And now, from Southern California, here he is with the latest scoopage, Mike Evans.
Good morning.
What's going on? It's not morning.
It is somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Did it there?
Yeah, yep. Covered. That was good recovery. That was
there
good.
There you go.
Now tell them why you always make that mistake, because you're on in the morning on how many stations?
About 36, 38.
Oh. We're pretty much the only one you do, right?
You do two or three.
Very few.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is you guys.
Well, of course it is.
Above all of them.
Of course it is.
There you go. This is easy for you guys.
Yeah, it sure is.
This pop quiz question.
Oh, okay.
He's a great guy, Doug Pitt. Brad Pitt's brother. Your question, does Doug Pitt, what does Doug Pitt do for a living? Manage Brad's business, sell cars, fix computers, day trader, answer in a minute. Movie review and comment, Boy Next Door, is about an older divorced woman played by Jennifer Lopez who falls in love with a younger man?
No.
Played by Ryan Guzman. It's called The Thriller. But actually, it's almost silly. Real to life, it is J-Lo with a younger man. You might remember J-Lo dated a backup singer 15 years younger than she. Dated backup dancer Casper Smart 18 years younger. And now, rumors she's dating this new co-star who's also 18 years younger than she is.
I will tell you something. The movies I've seen her in, she's actually pretty good.
Really?
And there's a movie called Enough. And it's with Jennifer Lopez. It's a terrific thriller. And she's good in it.
This one is not good. Okay. However.
Yeah, and there's always a however in life.
She is bad in this one. About 1.5 stars, or anything we can do. There are some great movies to see. Tomorrow we review another really good movie that's coming out tomorrow. But that's tomorrow. Now today. Odds and ends. I try to tell it simply like it is.
Oh, that's great. Jimmy Stewart.
I call Kim Kardashian a porn skank because, well, that's what she does. Her latest career move was to appear semi-nude in two European magazines last month. Truth is, she can't act, she can't dance, she can't sing. Her talent is being a skank. I mean, that's her talent, skank.
Yep.
Simply telling it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
No.
Nope.
No.
Al Sharpton stopped by the Soup Nazis on 55th and 8th Ave in New York City. You ever been there?
Never been there.
Oh, it's very cool. And was booed, loudly booed. National poll released last week showed Sharpton's approval rating at 20%.
Good.
That seems even high.
Yeah.
He was probably planning a protest at the Soup Nazi because there wasn't any black bean soup.
Oh.
See it there?
Yeah.
Soup. Racial soup humor.
And we got it.
Anyway,
no. Nope.
New York Post has awarded the best headline of 2014. We had it earlier in the year when we first saw it. Now they say the best headline of the entire year.
All right. What was it?
The headline was above a story of about a decapitated man found in a strip bar. Headline screamed, headless body in topless bar.
They've had better ones than that, I think.
I kind of like that one, though.
All right.
Headless body and top smoking.
We got it.
Date in history, born this day, January 22nd, 1959. 56 years old, Linda Blair.
Wow.
Well, after she did The Exorcist, she really didn't do much. You talk about getting tight cash. You're throwing up green pea soup and...
have your head spin around.
Yeah, that's about all you... You know, what do you do for an encore to that? A little difficult.
Yeah.
And finally...
Oh.
Wasn't there an Exorcist 2?
I think so.
Which to me, just destined to be bad.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Doug Pitt, Brad's brother, great guy. What does he do? Takes care of Brad's business. Sells cars, fixes computers, day trader.
All right, first of all, before we answer this, let me just say what a curse it would be to be Doug Pitt. Because you know... All you're ever going to be asked every day of your life is, when are you going to see your brother? How often he's come to town? What's your brother up to? Yeah, that's got to be miserable being Doug Pitt. What do you think he does?
Well, your brother probably feels the same way about being your brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He's a day trader, I think.
I'll say day trader.
I'll say works on computers.
Doug has a computer shop, fix a store in Springfield, Missouri. And that's where the Pitts are from. And my wife, Cheryl, and I were married at the same church that the Pitt family attends. In fact, when we were there, I was going there all the time. You remember back in the old days, Frank.
Yeah.
The Pitt sat in the row right in front of us at South Haven Baptist Church.
Get out of here.
Now, I don't make this stuff up, homie.
Wow.
Homie, you know what? You've been working too hard, and I think you ought to take tomorrow off unless they got you on some assignment.
Well, I feel especially bad in the, for that one Pitt, that kid they named Arm. That's cruel. Cruel. Okay, that, I'm sorry. I take it back.
What about
I ruined the report.
Gravel.
All right. Now, yeah, he ruined his own report when he did that. No, seriously. You're Doug Pitt. You know that's all he gets. When's the last time Brad came to town? Is he coming home for Christmas? Can you introduce me to your brother? Mike, I was right, by the way, computer. I'm the one that got it. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are both in Chesterfield Valley. I think you know where that is. It's Interstate 64 or Highway 40, whichever one you want to call it. Get off at the easiest way to tell you is just get off at Boone's Crossing. Cross over, make a left. At the very end of everything down there, there you'll find those two great places. We're going to break and come back into the official goodbye. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
It has not been an easy ride at all. We've got a new crash now. It's on eastbound 40 at 170 that's blocking the left lane, and that has traffic backed up approaching Lindbergh. Eastbound 270 thinning out. You are slow now from Lindbergh through 170. Northbound 170 still a bit heavy from 70 up through Airport Road. Southbound 170 stacks up from Page down through Highway 40. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 70, they still have that accident. They're working just a little bit west of Forestell. You're slow from Lake St. Louis Boulevard to Highway 40, a little bit off the pace, and then all of a sudden you start jamming up at the way station or just east of the way station out past Forestell. This traffic report is brought to you by Robitussin, the number one pharmacist recommended brand for cough, cold, and flu combinations. Control your cough with Robitussin. Don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Helping you stay up to date.
Keeps me abreast of what's going on. I feel much more informed with what's happening today.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
The $100,000 big draw is back. Earn cards the first four Fridays in January. Then join Argosy Casino Alton for drawings every Sunday. You could win up to $100,000 cash.
He's back.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. Brought to you by thecoffeecartel.com on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a donut break. Woo-hoo! In the middle of your morning at work.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show with Randy Naughton.
Weekdays at 10 a.m.
on the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet. I tried to write this script on my smartphone, but I couldn't figure out how to turn off the autocorrect feature. So you'll have to trust me when I say that at Motel 6, you can still get a clam comforter roam for the loamiest rice of any national chin. You can book by carving 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 online or with our new mobile applesauce on your phone or toilet. I hate this duck and thong. I'm Tom Bordeaux for Motel 6, and we'll heave the bright on farm you. Close enough.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Oh, good to be back. Think about just this time last week, we were worrying about sunburns and stuff. We don't have to worry about that anymore. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end.
my only friend, yeah.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
It went so fast, I couldn't even tell what color the car was.
A car running from police at speeds over 100 miles an hour crashes in St. Anne. Why police were chasing and how they say the driver tried to kill an officer.
St. Louis police shoot and kill the passenger in a car chased by officers. See the gun police say he was carrying.
It was a scary commute for a man who works in downtown St. Louis. You hear from the victim who says that he's lucky to be alive after someone opens fire on his vehicle.
But first at 6, a police chase involving a stolen car ends with a horrific crash on a busy street in St. Louis County, sending three people to the hospital.
Melanie Moon joins us now with exclusive video of that crash. Melanie.
Well, the chase began.